The city of Syracuse could take the first steps toward building a municipal fiber network this summer. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the project would provide high-speed bandwidth at an affordable price for the city, but could also benefit the entire community.
Dave Proak, Director of Information Technology, says while this project would improve internet speeds at City Hall and City Hall Commons, it could also be a key feature to connecting the city's other 30 to 35 locations where portions of their network are running.
So if we can connect them all with fiber, we can do a lot of things that we can't do right now where we're somewhat hamstrung by slower connections.
Proak says it could eliminate the need for so much other equipment, servers, and software at those different sites. Plus, he says a fiber network could be shared with other municipalities or nonprofits to drive down their costs.
We're not stopping there. We're also considering maybe the opportunity to develop a real high-speed Wi-Fi network in downtown Syracuse for the general public, not just for City Hall proper or City Hall Commons, the buildings that we're chiefly responsible for down here. So, once again, this opens the doors to a lot of different opportunities.
Proak says the city is taking advantage of a law from the 1890s that allows them to have their own fiber pulled through both Verizon and Crown Castle's conduit pipes. This project is not to be confused with a municipal broadband network, which Mayor Ben Walsh says he is interested in, but Proak says would be very expensive. The Syracuse Common Council could approve the fiber project Monday. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.